Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Yoshihiro Hiroka, Dr. course student in Kyoto University in Japan. I'm very glad to speak about my present research. Today, I'd like to talk about development of evaluation methods of vertical leaf area distribution in rice. Firstly, I talk about leaf area index, LAI. In this study, I focused on LAI. Leaf area divided by cultivation area made LAI. It is said that LAI can represent biomass at measuring time and also represent canopy productivity after measuring time. So LAI vertical distribution affected not only light distribution but also leaf physiological characteristics. And next, we plan to measure the dynamics of LAI vertical distribution. But there are problems. The main problem is that a laborious work of destructive sampling is commonly necessary. For example, stratified clipping method has three processes. Firstly, cutting every 10 cm stratified plant. And secondly, measuring stratified leaf area. And thirdly, calculating stratified LAI. So we used non-destructive measurement, plant canopy analyzer, like a LAI 2200, this picture. this machine was used above canopy and below canopy. By using the light transmittance between above canopy and below canopy, this machine calculates LAI. The previous report of plant canopy analyzer is measurement error is about 30%, but measuring many points frequently and then using mathematical function is very useful to evaluate LAI dynamics. And the objective of this study, by using plant canopy analyzer like LAI 2200, which is non-destructive and non-laborious equipment, is first to evaluate LAI vertical distribution, and second to analyze its dynamical change. Next is materials and methods. This experiment was conducted in Kyoto University in Japan. We used three cultivars, Nippon Barley, Hanari, Shenno 265. Both pictures are at maturing stage. Compared to Nippon Barley, the panicle of Shenno 265 is not curved and erect. So Shenno 265 is called erectopanicle type of rice. And Shenno 265 is considered to have a special canopy structure. And in 2013, a fertilizer experiment was conducted. High fertilizer treatment is 70 nitrogen gram per square meter, and low fertilizer treatment is 3 nitrogen gram per square meter. In 2014, plant density experiment was conducted. High plant density treatment is 44.4 plants per square meter, and normal plant density is 22.2 plants per square meter, and low plant density is 16.7 plants per square meter. And compared to stratified clipping method, this method using plant canopy analyzer is overcoming a disadvantage of laborious work. For example, previously, this machine was used only below canopy. But in this study, not only below canopy, 10 cm above, 10 cm above, 10 cm above measurement was conducted. So as a result, we can calculate stratified LAI. And next is the result. This figure shows the relationship between estimated LAI by plant canopy analyzer and measured LAI by stratified clipping method. In both years, a coefficient of determination is almost 0.9. And there is no difference among cultivars and management treatment, fertilizer and plant density. And next is the result of continuous monitoring of LAI vertical distribution by using plant canopy analyzer. This figure shows, these blue lines represent heading stage. And around the heading stage, there is cultivar difference of LAI vertical distribution, as you can see. And compared to Nippon Barley, Shannon 265 has much LAI in lower canopy, this part. And next, I focused on at heading stage. This figure shows the LAI distribution at heading stage. Compared to Shannon 265, Nippon Barley's LAI vertical distribution is ununiformity. And in lower canopy, compared to Nippon Barley, Shannon 265 has much LAI. So, as a result, the center of LAI vertical distribution in Shannon 265 is lower. So, it is suggested that there is obvious cultivar difference of LAI vertical distribution. So, next, we wonder if it is possible to parameterize of LAI vertical distribution. So we use the moment equations. Moment equations can represent mean, variance, skewness, kurtosis of distribution. So by using relative canopy height and relative LAI, we can calculate mean, variance, skewness, kurtosis of LAI vertical distribution, we think. This table shows the correlation coefficient between two parameters. This table shows mean was strongly correlated with skewness, and variance was strongly correlated with kurtosis. This table, as a result, mean and skewness are considered to be the center of LAI vertical distribution, upper figure. And variance and kurtosis are considered to be the uniformity of LAI vertical distribution, such as lower figure. And next, these tables show the difference of parameter values among growth stages. PI represents panicle initiation stage, and 2BH represents 2 weeks before heading, and 1BH represents 1 week before heading. The red part shows that the center is lower and the uniformity is higher. On the other hand, the blue part shows that the center is higher and the uniformity is lower. So this table shows between 2030 and 2040, there is the same trend of LAI vertical distribution. The center becomes higher, the uniformity becomes lower. With rice growth. So non-destructive measurement is considered to be suitable for detecting such a trend. Next is cultivar difference. This table shows the difference of parameter values among cultivars. This table shows cultivar characteristics can be parameterized. And there is no difference between Nippon Barley and Takanari. On the other hand, in Shannon 265, electrochemical type of rice is center is lower and uniformity is higher than Takanari and Nippon Barley. And next is cultivation management. left table shows the difference of parameter values between fertilizer levels. On the other hand, right table shows the difference of parameter values among plant density levels. And this table shows in high fertilizer, the center is higher and the uniformity is lower. In high plant density, the center is higher and the uniformity is lower. And we need further study of another cultivar management. For example, the effects of water management and planting method. And in this study, we developed new evaluation method by using advantage of plant canopy analyzer, e.g. and saving labor. And we can conduct non-destructively stratified measurement. And next, we applicated these stratified measurements to moment equations. So as a result, we can develop a new evaluation method to quantify LAI vertical distribution. And by using new evaluation methods, we can detect varietal difference, for example, EP rice and other cultivars, and the difference of cultivation management, for example, fertilizer and density, and changing with growth stage, for example, heading and panicle initiation. It is suggested that cultivar managemental and timely difference of area vertical distribution can be detected in by using new evaluation method. It is concluded that the moment evaluated in this method quantitatively provides the information of LAI vertical distribution. And second, this method reveals that LAI vertical distribution varies with growth stage, cultivars, and management. And we need further study. In addition to this study, for example, measurement of nitrogen distribution might help us to analyze the effects of canopy structure on dry matter production. Thank you for listening.
Questions?
Thank you.
Interaction?
Yes.
We detected the interaction and cultivar and management and cultivar and growth stages. And further study of this interaction is needed, we think. Thank you.
Any other questions before we take a break? Right, if there are no more questions,
thank you.